Hey guys, this is post recording editor Koo talking to you guys here. So obviously we recorded with Sada Baby in this episode. If you guys came here simply to hear what he has to say about Killian Hayes, because I know that's like his biggest hot topic here, you guys go ahead and skip to the final 20 minutes of this episode. The entire final 20 minutes was just about that, and we got to hear his thoughts on that. If you guys aren't just here for that, obviously just continue listening. You guys get to see recording Koo in a second. But if you guys just want to hear that part about Killian Hayes, again, skip to the final 20 minutes. You guys get a full 20 minutes just of that. And enjoy the episode. I'll see you guys later. I've been promising you guys a really special, cool episode coming to the Locked On Pistons podcast. And today, you are going to be getting that special episode. We have a special guest. Someone, anyone in Detroit or anyone in Michigan should really know. Heck, even outside of Michigan, you guys should really know who he is. We'll talk with him about everything we have planned on today's podcast and today's episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's the deal? Welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Per usual, I'm your host, Koo Cahill. You can find me over on Twitter at Koo Cahill. I want to thank you guys for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, head to our YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons. Hit that subscribe button. It's the best way to support the podcast or whatever podcast platform you guys are listening to this on. You can also leave a five-star review on whatever platform that is. That's another great way to support the podcast. So today's episode, I've been teasing this to you guys for a while now. I'm really happy that we're going to get to record this. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm not going to take any more time. We're going to get right into it. We have a special guest on here today. One of the most famous, I'd say probably the most famous Detroit rapper out right now. We got Sada Baby to join the podcast. Sada, thank you so much, man, for doing this. It's going to be a lot of fun. I really appreciate you, man.
Hello. We finally getting it done. I'm ecstatic. I'm eager. All that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever they've been waiting on us to talk about, it's about to get discussed.
I feel it. All right. So, I think everyone understands that we're definitely going to get at some point. We're going to talk about Killian Hayes. Everyone knows. There's no way we cannot talk about Killian Hayes. So, at some point, we will talk about him. But first, just recently, over the past few days, the Pistons did drop their new statement edition jerseys this year. They got black. We talked about it on the last episode. They're black with a stripe across the front and the top, DET on the top, and then some stripes on the side of the shorts. What are your thoughts on the jerseys? Do you like these jerseys? Do you think they're a little too plain? I know some fans think they're a little too plain. I personally really like them. What do you think about them?
I'm on the fence between really liking them and them just being okay. In all honesty, I feel like they should have dropped the statement jerseys before, and the reaction would have been like different. It would have been like a warmer perception. Jerseys we don't really like, but they came with the teal jerseys and we really like those. And I was hoping that and like the theme of the teal jerseys, that they, the burgundy Jerry Stackhouse, the alternates, you know what I'm saying? The burgundy, just like, I would have rather them did that instead of the black jersey, but at the same time, jersey since the black and silver jerseys we had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I feel crazy. It's fun, and at the same time, I feel like a lot of other teams get a whole bunch of jerseys while we was just stuck with it. Probably 3 a year.
Right.
And like 1 year, they might give us the red. Another year, we had, we always have like, okay, you feel me? We don't ever really get what other teams that take me a little bit, but I'm happy at the fact that we just getting different threads to play.
Absolutely, man. So I completely agree with you. I think if they did drop these ones before the teal, they probably would be, I feel like they might be received a little bit better. From what I've seen among Pistons fans, it is a little bit mixed reactions. I've seen a lot of people say they really like them. I've seen some fans say they just don't really like them. It is a lot of mixed reactions. Coming off the teal, everyone being so excited because the teal jerseys have returned. I do see that point completely, that dropping those and then dropping these kind of you're kind of putting up the black jerseys to a standard where they're probably not going to be able to measure up to. So if you kind of, if you would have just dropped the black ones first and then the teal, maybe the black ones would have been received a little bit differently, a little bit more people would have liked them, and then the teal may have even splashed even more when they finally dropped the teal. So definitely interesting perspective there. But let's get into some of the offseason moves right quick. So we got some new jerseys. It's a new era. It's a new young core. I've said before with the teal jerseys, and it's a good way to segue into this topic. With the teal jersey, I'm happy they brought them back, but I've been saying for a while that I want the Pistons to finally get themselves their own jerseys for this own era. I want to be able to look back in like 20 years and be like, oh, these jerseys are from the Cade era, or these jerseys were from the Jane Ivey era, like this era of Pistons basketball. So moving into that, what do you feel, or how do you feel about some of the offseason moves that Troy Weaver has made this offseason? He has been extremely aggressive over his, what, 2-3 years as the Pistons GM. This past season, he added Jane Ivey and Jalen Duren to the squad. What is your opinion on that? Are you excited about this? Do you think they should have went a different route? Just, how do you feel about all that?
Honestly, the moves that he is making, or in my opinion, is him apologizing to us for the first, because the first year he binds of letting go our best player. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody would knew that the engine was driving our season before Troy got with Wood. You know what I'm saying? It was Christian Wood, and it really bothered me. I knew Christian Wood. You know what I'm saying? I knew from New Orleans, Milwaukee, and playing in the G League. And after that All-Star break that year, if he'd have started the year off like that, he'd have had he could have been bidden for him. Like 20 and like 11 or something like that. And yeah, and then he just had like a lot of statement plays, like good blocks, coast-to-coast rebounds, shooting the ball great, and he played great defense. And I felt like this day, us doing away with him, Grant, did not make sense to me. Like, no knock to Jeremy Grant, but still right now, if I'm putting one more piece on my team, I'm taking Christian Wood. You know what I'm saying? And for the role that they wanted Jeremy Grant in, y'all tried to add one good playoff series into being the leader of a team that needs a rebuild. It wasn't going to work like that. You know what I'm saying? You not that guy. And at best, second option, and you a great third option. That's what you are. You're not the number one, been the number one guy here for years to come if he stayed with this roster. Now, I feel like the moves he made the last two seasons is him apologizing for the first season. I love Cade Cunningham. That's awesome pick. Love Sadiq Bey, the sleeper of that draft, if you ask me, because he had been the best 3-point. And this year, I already was, because I have a very close relationship with Imani Bates. And Imani Bates played with, and you know what I'm saying, Imani really, really kicked it with him, and he is his brother. I think half of the reason, a lot of people want to say Penny there, but Imani's relationship with Jalen really solidified him going to. So I was happy that we were going to draft somebody, be in touch with, you know what I'm saying, and make sure we move a little bit. Jaden Ivey, he's the type of player that I would have thought I had to pitch. You know what I'm saying? Like when he was doing what he was doing in college, and just shooting and the blocks and everything, just wildly athletic. In my opinion, I don't want to call him a poor man's nothing because he played for our team, but man's John Morant. Like that's what his gameplay looked like in college. You know what I'm saying? And I felt the pick for us to get, and he was going to go somewhere else, all that type of stuff. And for us to get him, we're super, super happy. Super happy. Like, I love both picks, love strongly. I talked to both of them, probably Jalen and Jaden, like maybe a day or two after the draft, at least to make sure they knew they had an extra blanket of security around. Like, a lot of people don't know, we took Cade out. Like, I took him to the club. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
that's super dope.
Isaiah Stewart out to the club, like, they first couple weeks around. Just to introduce myself, I was one of the guys around here that make sure they straight. And to this day, still got a relationship with Kay, relationship with Isaiah Stewart. And I try to make it my business to be somewhat a mentor, mentor or just a guy who done been giving some advice on how to be with your money and what not to do. And I try to make, in my eyes, I'm the Spike Lee for the Pistons. You know what I'm saying? Like, Spike Lee, in my eyes, that's me for the Pistons. Like I'm our smoker. So, yeah, I'm really going to enjoy seeing them boys just hoop. And I'm a realist with Aries. I know we're not winning nothing this year. I just want to see them play. I just want to see them boys play. And with that, yeah, we'll be here in a little while. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they get done playing young boys, like, man, that ain't the same Pistons team that we usually just come in here and blow out. Like, yeah, he's going to be something. Jalen going to be something. Like, y'all did the tier thing earlier. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me not to put the deep Jaden and Jalen as far as core championship players because in my head, I just don't see them doing something that amounts to nothing and we get a ring. You see what I'm saying? If that Absolutely. Makes sense. Way more than just role players. Like, I see them being a part of the reason we win the ring. In a sense, how Chauncey, Rip, Tayshaun, She, and all. So now we look at a K, Jaden, Sadiq, Jalen, and the fifth is something we got to, if next year we draft or if Marvin Bagley play, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he decides he wants to be the Marvin Bagley we know that he could be or used to be him, or if B Stu keep putting up threes and just he can be our Ben Wallace, right. You know? I'm not putting nothing up, guys, but Jalen Duren is an animal, Jaden Ivey is an animal, and they both, all four of them guys are one on one, and I hope we come together.
Absolutely, man. So we're going to dive a little bit more even into that, even more into the young core, and we can talk a little bit about the tier system that me and Bryce did on one of the few episodes ago that you saw today. We can talk a little bit about that, and trust me, guys, we will get to talking about Killian Hayes at a certain point on the podcast. I just want to get all of this out the way first, because I don't know how long the Killian Hayes part will go, so I don't want, like, talk Killian Hayes first, because that may take over everything else. So stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun, but when we come back, we're going to have a lot of fun when we come back. But first, we got to tell you guys about one of our sponsors, BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your sports pro and college football betting needs and sports info this season. Find all the latest football league developments, game matchups, news, and podcasts, including this year's opening weeks of games, which, as of us recording right now, we got the Bills and Rams game going on Thursday Night Football. I'm going for the Rams. But anyways, BetOnline is also your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to their website today or use your mobile device to learn more about their trends and action today. And if you head over to BetOnline.net right now and you look at who are the favorites to win Rookie of the Year this upcoming season, they got Paolo Banchero as the leading favorite at plus 150, but our guy Jaden Ivey is third at plus 550. That's the kind of thing you can already look at over at BetOnline.net. Again, make sure you head over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about their trends and action today. BetOnline, where the game starts. So I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, head to our YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons. Hit that subscribe button. It's the best way to support the podcast or whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. Leave us a 5-star review. That's another great way to support the podcast. So, Sada, with the tier system that we did, and really for the talk I've really been having over this entire offseason, I feel like the main point of especially after the draft, the main point of emphasis or the main conversation that we've all been having has been, what are the expectations? What expectations does a specific fan have for the team this season? What expectations do I have for this upcoming season? And that's what we've really been talking about a lot of this offseason. So I'm interested to hear from you. What in Sada Baby's head, in his mind, what would you consider at the end of this season, at the end of the NBA season, you're looking back, what would you consider a successful season for the Pistons this year? Is it they have to make the playoffs? They have to make the play-in? They have to show some kind of wins improvement? Or are you just looking to see the guys go out there and improve, and whatever that ends them up, that will be good enough for you? What inside of Baby's head would be a successful season looking back at it?
Successful season from the Pistons. either making the play-in or just missing the play-in. And I'm cool with it because I'm not expecting it. But if I had to call out something that they had success as far as the end of the season, I would want that to be my, to either make the play-in or be a team playing to make play-in, try to fight for that 8 or 7 spot. But if you're a real Pistons fan, you should just be happy right now. You know, we went through, we had Ronald, Walter Herman. He was super old. And I love, I really like Walter Herman was one of my favorite guys. But like, you know what I'm saying? We had Luigi was way past his prime. And a lot of people don't know, Datome was like the MVP in the year of league four.
Right.
We had the 84, you know what I'm saying? Where we literally, last game at the Palace, if Reggie Jackson didn't mess up them last couple of plays. Because like the last game they played at the Palace, it was a playoff game against the Cavs. And it was in the game. We could have won. Didn't win because of Reggie. So we went through, I can go further, but like I remember Michael Curry days. You know what I'm saying? Michael Curry, Gittins, John Berry days, Dana White. It's been a long time since like the Bad Boys. And then in between that, Pistons, it was a rough time as well. And since then, it's been a rough time because Knight, and we passed up so many people for Brandon Knight. We let go Chris Middleton. we let go Louis King. We let go Spencer Dinwiddie. Let go after he became our best 3-point shooter. You know that? And it's like my brother in real life. Like that was, I had a real strong relationship when he was playing for the Pistons. Yeah, if you're a Pistons fan, a real one, that you should just be happy. You should just, as long as it doesn't look like force tanked. What I mean by force tanked is everybody just whooping on us, even if we wanted to try. It don't look like we just a dead dog getting beat up bad every game. And you can see, you should have a smiley face. We done had a lot of rough seasons.
No, I would completely agree with that. That's basically exactly where I'm at with this. A successful season for me would simply to see some of the young guys get better, see them continue to improve and grow together. And if that leads to 5 more wins, 10 more wins, 2 more wins, whatever, I'm cool with it. As long as I see the young core develop, as long as I see the young core growing together, and like you said, not out there just getting absolutely obliterated and out there getting beat up by 20 points or, you know, sitting players down to purposely lose. I don't think they're going to do that. I think what's going to happen is they're probably going to play a lot of their young guys a lot of minutes, and they're going to let them develop. And will it probably lead to a lot of wins? Probably not. You're probably not going to win a lot of games with a bunch of 21-year-olds trying to lead the team. But that's not the purpose right now. Right now, the purpose is to get these guys that kind of experience, let them grow together. So in 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, they're ready to go contend for a championship. They're ready to go take this team where they really need to get to. So I completely agree with what you're saying. It's been a, like you said, it's been a lot of dark times since 2008, since they basically traded Chauncey for AI. It's just been completely downhill. And the fact that Troy Weaver has basically put together a core that Pistons fans could be happy to watch and be proud of, I think simply seeing them develop and grow together this season and get better should be enough for Pistons fans and should make everyone really happy. Go ahead.
If it's not enough for you, just send your address, a whole box of bandwagon forms, and I can get you one because we don't need that energy. Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm a diehard Lions fan. You know how much pain that is? Or how bad that hurt? And, like, it's okay. It's where I'm from. Somebody got supportive. You know, I'm not a casual with basketball at all. Like, I'm fully indulged in it from stats to where people call it at. Not being, if we were, isn't good. Good enough for this season for you, then, because people can rebuild and go through a process for a long time and not to win a ring. You know what I'm saying? They can go through that rebuild process for a long time, and then once they actually become tender, it doesn't mean that they're going to win a ring. They might just turn to a good team. Hence,
yep.
Philadelphia, like, they undoubtedly turn to a good team, turn to a championship contender every season. But so, like, we're not even at that part to see if we will be a team like that. We don't understand. You should have an idea of who these dudes are and how they treat each other, because you see in Kay Cunningham and Sadiq Bey sitting inside the league, they rookies. You know? Like, it's already, they already got a brotherhood thing. Young people with young guys, that's around the world now in this form of work in that lane as far as app, the camaraderie is real. And that do a lot for a young any situation. If you make them feel comfortable, they gonna thrive. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna thrive because they got people really care about them and from a distance.
Right.
You know, like I don't never got boys for me to want them to do good, for me to keep an extra eye over them while I'm not even in the same. Just want them boys to win, and I don't care how people put it for a city. You know what I'm saying? Like Detroit is a hoop city. It is. But listen, brother, as far as a sport that everybody go to, it's basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm happy. Anything other than I'm happy for them.
Right. I completely agree with you, man. So when we come back, we will finally get into Killian Hayes a little bit. We'll talk about him and we'll see how this goes. I think this is gonna be a lot of fun. So stay tuned for that. But first, you guys gotta hear from some of our lovely sponsors. All right, so I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button. It's the best way to support the podcast. Or if you're listening to one of the podcast platforms, leave us a 5-star review. That's another great way to support the podcast. All right, Sada, so look, I think I already can see how this is going to go, but I'm going to try to keep it as structured as possible for everybody, but I don't think it's going to go very structured here. So this is honestly the first question I want to ask you about this. And this doesn't need to be a long answer because I have a few other ones I have to ask you. I have to ask you about this, but I really like to hear that. And I think it's really super cool that you said that you took out Cade, Isaiah Stewart, Sadiq, and like try to make them feel familiar with the city. My question to you, did you do that with Killian when he was initially drafted? Have you and Killian ever even spoken before? Have you guys, like, does Killian know who you are? What? What?
So, I mean, if he doesn't know who I am.
Let me rephrase it. I'm sure he knows who you are, but like, have you guys ever spoken?
I firmly believe he might not know who I am. And that's cool, not paying attention to a lot of off-the-court stuff. You know what I'm saying? He might not know. I did not do that with him because with Cade, Jaden, and Beef Stew. All right, yeah. So let me start over. I didn't do that with him like I did with Cade, Jalen. Plain and simple, I was happy when we got Jalen, Jaden, and Cade. See, I swear to God, on my dad's grave, I didn't know until we picked him. Like, I didn't know he existed as a band. Man, I felt like we were supposed to draft and we could have Obi Toppin. I just feel like it could have been some other pieces right there or on K. You know? I just wasn't impressed with nothing. I went and looked up on his YouTube when I went and looked him up after they drafted. What is he supposed to do? Like, nothing wowed me. Like, he wasn't super fast. He wasn't a shooter. I didn't know what his game was. You know what I'm saying? And so people inform me, he can defend. Now, I never really, like, talked about what he do good because only thing that he do good in my mind, but, brother, you the point guard. I just, like, it's just so much productivity. And for that high of a pick, you know, I just felt like we could draft him. And then came back and got him because he still would have been there.
Fair enough.
That's my opinion on that.
That will be the initial question I have for you. That's fair. All right, so in all honesty, to be completely objective here, Killian definitely hasn't played up to his overall pick so far in his career. Absolutely has not. I'm a bigger fan of him than you, obviously. I believe in his ceiling. I feel like he's dealt with some injuries that his hip injury really held him back. And I feel like he did start to show improvement this past season, especially down the stretch, started to get better as a scorer, started to show a little bit more improvement. I feel like he'd only had 92 games played in his career. He's really just finished a rookie season's worth of games. So I still believe in him. I think he can still get to where the Pistons drafted him. My main concern, honestly, and we don't have to talk about this, but my main concern is that I don't think that he reaches that with the Pistons. I think if he ever does end up reaching it, it's somewhere else. So that's my main concern. But what I really want to ask you about here, and it kind of goes back to what we talked about in the second segment, because I think a lot of people know. I think it just about, and you had a bar actually. You had a bar in one of your songs. You was, what was it? It was a, well, you made a bad choice. You're Killian Hayes.
Yep. Yep.
There you go. So I think every, yep. I think everyone is aware that you're not a fan of Killian Hayes. However, my question to you would be, just like I asked you in the second segment, at the end of this season, looking back, what would Killian have to do this season for you to look back at the end of this season to be like, okay, he's aight. Like, not even that he's great. What do you need to see from him this year for you to look back and be like, all right, he's okay. He's aight. I can respect it. Like, what does he need to do in this season?
He got to average like 13. I need to see like 12. I need to see Killian have 13 points. Just show me you know. Show me you got some type of shot in your bag and we can depend on you to get 12, 13 points, because we got scores filled it up, but I just need to know you're gonna make your open threes. I just need to know when you beat somebody on order that you miss all the time. And since you defend well, all second team defense or most steals on the team or something, like we need to stop just saying you defend well and you're not making a difference defense, because I know you can get hot and score. Like the Chicago game last year, like what was it, like, oh, he had like 30 something. Yep. Like he went off. So it's like, where's his confidence? Playing like just because you playing against the second fiddle line, like you only confident when you know you playing against people that's under you. Like confidence all the time. Let it fly, brother. Let it fly. Like Reggie Jackson taking bad shots. You can shoot again. Like just shoot. Just let it rock. But I would want him to average. I'd be fair and say.
So this is the question. So I'll follow up with this. And I think this is gonna be one of the fun ones. This is gonna be fun. So I'm gonna follow up with this question right here. I everyone knows that you're not a fan of him, but I think all of us understand, or at least like people with common sense understand that you're not rooting for Pistons to fail because of him. Like if he gets better, then that helps the Pistons. You'd be happy if he got better and he ended up looking good. Like you're at the end of the day, you are rooting for that. You just don't think it's going to happen. So at the end of the day, we're all would be happy if Killian Hayes pulled through. And you brought up something there, his confidence. I think confidence 100% is like his biggest enemy right now. I feel like when he has confidence, he looks a lot better. And when he doesn't have confidence, which is majority of the time, it feels like he struggles with confidence to go out there and do things consistently. And I feel like that's where he really needs to improve. If he gets confidence, I feel like maybe he could do something. I think that is the main part of his game that he has to improve on. Speaking to that, my pushback to you, Sada, and not just to Sada, baby, but to all the fans out there, because there's plenty of, it's not just you, it's a lot of fans. It's a lot of people. Actually, I think I'm probably in the minority of people who still are like big with Killian. This would be my pushback to you guys. If we are aware that we think confidence is an issue with him, if we are aware that we think he struggles with feeling confident, feeling good about himself on the court, do we really think that attacking him and dragging him nonstop on social medias and in his own city that he's playing for, well, not his own city, he wasn't born here, but in the city he plays for, do we really think that's helping with the confidence issue? That would be my pushback to that. What do you have to say to that?
That's real. That's real. On the contrary, even if it wasn't us doing it, somebody else would be doing it.
Right.
If he was the seventh pick overall and somebody else would be doing it, somebody along the lines of any sports, they had a reason to talk about the business, and he would come up and they would do it in the same token.
To be fair to you, they did actually do that. That is a fair point, because on ESPN, I believe like last month after the Summer League, I think it was Tim McMahon and like two other, Brian Windhorst and somebody, they brought up the Pistons Summer League. Someone said Killian Hayes, and they're like, oh, we didn't even notice he was there. He sucks. Like, so there's people outside of Detroit saying it about him too. So that is fair. If it wasn't just you guys, other people would be doing, that is true. I will say that is a true statement.
Yeah. But you're right though, you know, and on my end, I'm going to make sure that I'm some different type of energy, because you play for the Pistons. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? But it's that's my opinion for some reason. You know, they haven't cut you, they ain't traded you away for some reason. Somebody, you showing them something, some sign, some so all I'm asking you to do is show us them signs that you show in the team. I know a lot of guys that's better than you, that's out the league faster than you, like literally on a personal level, you know what I'm saying, because of other stuff. Good image, you know, don't get in trouble off the court. It's no distraction. It's just starting to look like you were only good in Australia or wherever he was playing at, you know what I'm saying? Like, better than them. And that's understandable because you're a person from there who was Australia, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should be better. But everybody is a little bit more than decent. Like, the last guy on the bench could give you 30. Like, you got to show us a little bit of something. But on my end, I'm just going to make sure to give him some different energy, give him some different support, and to be good. I want him to be, because it'll be a shame that he don't get a chance to be a part of that club and they end up being successful, which I feel like they're going to be successful. He's going to be looking at it for a long time, and then he might not ever play right from when he just did do it right in Detroit.
Right.
So I really hope he gets out to his confidence and everything else can be just okay.
So to be fair to you, I'm trying to be fair here. To be fair, I think me and your very first interaction together, I think it was during the season. It was when one of your videos, you were at a pickup session. And they asked you, what's up with Killian Hayes, what blah, blah. And basically you said in that, I'm going to summarize it, but basically what you said in that little quick like clip was that like this, you're trying to motivate him. Like this is your way of like trying to, hey, I know you hear me talking about you, like shut me up. Like I know you hear that. So my thing is, there's no way that if you're taking out Cade, and I know that one of my boys, I believe, were out at the same club that you guys were at one night. I don't know. I think it was last year. Whenever you did it, they were texting me about it. So I remember that night. Right, right. So, there's no way that you're out with Cade. I know you were close with Josh Jackson, I believe, as well. Josh Jackson, when he was on the team, Stu, Sadiq. And Killian just doesn't know it or hear what's being said. So I don't believe that he just doesn't know who you are or he doesn't hear anything.
And now, see, that right there, that's not cool on his part. That go into the chance we need you to have on the floor. To you, I'm not trying to physically harm you, none of that type of stuff. And you see a man steadily speaking on your crap at some point in time, you got to give a message to somebody and tell me, shut up. And tell me, like, brother, you don't know what you're talking about. Or you don't make the greatest music. You know what I'm saying? Say something, brother. And I respect that. Because you say it cool. Bro, I'm cool with the G. You know what I'm saying? Like, Saban Lee. I talk to Saban all the time. You know what I'm saying? My nephew love him because every time I took my nephews to the G League game, Sabo dropped 40. You know what I'm saying? Aggressive scoring. You know what I'm saying? Look, Jalen Johnson, y'all head down. Isaiah Livers will tell you, I've been talking to him since he played at Michigan. You know, and then heard turn my eye to it, then so be it. But I'm not going to keep, I'm seeing that's not something that you would even respond to, because I don't want nobody in my book, or I'm trying to cause an actual problem for this young man. I'm not on that. I much and love basketball so much. You when it was better players on the board, and it's just that simple. It's just that simple. You want to tell me if we got Cole, we wouldn't have got the number one pick? Hey man, we don't know that because he wasn't Michael Jordan. He just was better than Killian Hayes. That's it. You know what I'm saying? We team and been able to get Kay Cunningham the next year. You know, Cole wasn't going to take us to the was going to give us more production than Killian has given us. You know what I'm saying? Cole already got like three. Granted, they regular season game winners, but he's that type of guy where he wants the ball at the end of the game. Confidence and everything. He, as confident as he's how he needs to be on the court.
Right. So this is where we can end it off right here. And I'll tell you guys, this Sada has told me that he is willing to come back on the podcast at various points throughout the season. So we will have him on here again. It'll be a lot of fun when we do get him back on here. But I'll end it off here. I'll ask this final question. I think this is a fun, lighthearted way to end it off. Would you allow Killian Hayes to go out to the club with Cade and all of them if you were there? If you invited Cade and all of them out and they said, hey, we're going to bring Kill. Kill's going to come with us.
I would personally invite Killian Hayes to dinner.
You would.
You know what I'm saying? And tell him what I really would want him to do, you know? Like, I talk like this because you giving me a reason to talk like this. Like, I'm not a sports analyst, so it's emotions tied to everything I say. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't bring him around me at all. I would want to talk to him. I would really want to talk to Sam. Like, yeah, he got room to grow. And it's just not like a challenging situation where we waiting until he, you know, we see it. Three, done, you know what I'm saying? He done got right in his prime or something. Like, I want to see him with us. And we got a chance to keep these young players with each other. And that's something I'm looking forward to. You know, I just had the day team instead of trading for it. We just drafted our core. Drafted it. So I just hope it worked out the right way.
All right. So I think everyone listening to the podcast, all Pistons fans, we can start a petition up and we can start like trying to get somehow Hassan Baby and Killian Hayes to get into contact with each other. And go out to dinner or something, go out to the club so Sada Baby can let him know how he feels and they can and honestly I'll end it off right here because we are running a little long. I don't want to keep Sada too long. But I'll end it off with, you know, like Sada said, at the end of the day, he's a Pistons fan. We're all Pistons fans. We don't want nothing bad to happen to any of the players. We want all of them to turn out to be as best as possible. So I think if they were able to speak to each other and Sada would be able to let him know, listen, man, I'm a fan. I got emotions to it. When you're not performing out there, I'm going to be emotional about it. But it ain't nothing personal. I ain't trying to do no harm to you or anything. It ain't like that. I feel like things may settle down a little bit. Now, will that make Killian Hayes a better basketball player? No, that's not going to make Killian Hayes a better basketball player. But maybe we have a little better relationship going on and we might have a little more, you know, a little more comfortability right. going on in the city, you know, you feel me? But thank you, Sada. Thank you, Sada, for coming on, man. This was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you coming on, man. We've been talking for months trying to get this going. Yeah, we've been trying to get this going for a while, man. I really appreciate you coming on, bro. You can let everybody know listening.
Schedule the next one for the week of the.
All right, I got you.
If need be, we can do it way sooner.
You can go ahead, before we wrap it up, though, go ahead and let everybody know. I know you've been dropping some new music. Let everybody know what you've been dropping, what they can be looking forward to hearing from you soon. Let everybody know real quick.
I've been dropping every week for, like, the last 4 weeks. All of the music is on all the streaming platforms for music, whatever it needs to be on. But, yeah, I got a lot of Acuna, Scuba Steve Austin, No Sign Brero, Rich Loops, and then I'm about to drop a couple more. The other one is Rico Suave. So yeah, man, I'm running with Mexican song titles. I'm just spelling them different, but I'm having fun out, and I'm back to having fun. I'm just streaming, recording, ready to launch the cooking show. I got my cooking show coming too.
There you go. Make sure all of you guys tune in to all that stuff. You guys can also follow him on Twitter at Scuba Baby. Again, Sada, I really appreciate you coming on, man. I thank all of you guys for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. Hit that subscribe button over at the YouTube channel. Best way to support the podcast. And until next time, I will see you guys later. And peace out, everybody.